I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. As NATO renews its commitment to one day welcome Ukraine as a member, Kyiv is doubling down on what it calls a more urgent request. AP correspondent Washington, Sagar Magani.
Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba says the last time he met with NATO ministers, he had a three-word request.
Weapons, weapons, and weapons.
Today in Bucharest, three other words.
Faster, faster, and faster.
Kuleba says Ukraine appreciates what the U.S. and others have given.
But the war goes on.
And as Russian airstrikes keep taking out Ukraine's energy infrastructure, he's asking for transformers and more advanced air defenses, specifically Patriot missile systems.
Right now, we have no plans to provide Patriot batteries to Ukraine.
But Brigadier General Pat Ryder at the Pentagon says the U.S. will keep talking with allies about other weapons on top of what's already been sent to Ukraine. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. senators voted 61-36 Tuesday to protect same-sex and interracial marriages, 12 Republicans voting for the legislation, which will head to President Joe Biden's desk to be signed into law after final passage in the House. Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin, one of the act's co-sponsors, and the first openly gay woman elected to the U.S. Senate.
It's important to reflect on the tireless advocacy of many, particularly in the LGBTQ community, who've been fighting for partnership recognition and marriage equality for literally decades.
The legislation now heads back to the House so members can vote on the religious liberty protection amendments added in the Senate. For more news, please join us at voanews.com via remote. This is VOA News. President Biden is asking Congress to intervene to avert a potentially crippling freight rail strike before Christmas, and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is calling a vote this week. The legislation urged by Biden and being voted on Wednesday by the House would impose a compromise labor agreement that is, brokered by his administration, that was ultimately voted down by four of the 12 unions that represent workers at the freight railroads. In urging Congress to impose the deal that union leaders had agreed to in September, Biden pushed an aggressive option that would immediately resolve an impasse between freight railroads and the unions over a paid sick leave that threatened a rail stoppage starting on September 9th. French President Emmanuel Macron arrived here in the U.S. Tuesday evening as the guest for the first state visit of President Biden. AP correspondent Karen Chalmers reports.
The relationship between the two presidents had a choppy start. Last year, French President Emmanuel Macron briefly recalled his ambassador to the United States due to a spat over a submarines deal. However, the relationship has since turned around, with Macron emerging as one of Biden's most forward-facing European allies in regards to the war in Ukraine. The leaders have a lot to discuss during Macron's visit, including Iran's nuclear program and China's assertiveness in the Indo-Pacific. I'm Karen Chamas.
We're getting more information, an update that is, on the tragic story of the bodies of two children found in suitcases in New Zealand.
I'm Lisa Dwyer. A woman who was extradited from South Korea this week after the bodies of her two children were found in abandoned suitcases has made her first court appearance in New Zealand. The 42-year-old woman has been charged with two counts of murder. She faces a mandatory sentence of life imprisonment. The case horrified many people in New Zealand after the children's bodies were discovered in August when an Auckland family bought abandoned goods, including two suitcases, from a storage unit in an online auction. Authorities say the children were between 5 and 10 years old and had been dead for years. A judge imposed a temporary order that keeps many details of the case secret, including the names of the woman and the victims. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Twitter will no longer enforce its policy against COVID-19 misinformation, raising concerns among public health experts and social media researchers that the change could have serious consequences if it discourages vaccinations and other efforts to combat the still-spreading virus. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.